You're tuned to the National News Show of Texas. It's Texas Standard Time. Texas barbecue, like Texas itself, has many origins. There's the Mexican influence you can certainly taste when you bite into a juicy barbacoa taco. There's the influence of the Germans and the Czechs, who brought the idea of meat shops and cooking meat over hot coals to the Lone Star State. And then there are the influences of the slave population that helped shape our idea of barbecue. What do you mean you don't know that story? Well, where there's smoke, there's Daniel Vaughn, Texas Monthly barbecue editor. I don't think I knew this story of how, I guess we're really talking about East Texas barbecue was profoundly influenced by the slaves of early Texas. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. If you look at the history of cooking barbecue in the South, it's really about the slave population doing most of the labor, of course, but also they're the ones who were bringing their own ideas about how to cook this meat. These were traditions that they helped build. They weren't just traditions that were told to them. And as the slave population moved west and into East Texas, which at the time of the Civil War had a very high slave population, they brought those traditions right along with them. So you were just as likely to find the same sort of recipes in South Carolina as you would in East Texas.
It's interesting because I think it's not often acknowledged just how big a percentage of the Texas population was in fact slaves by 1860. And during that period, they had, as I understand it, brought with them this idea of cooking over an open fire and dousing the meat with a sauce. That sounds an awful lot like the barbecue sauce we know today.
No, it really wasn't like the barbecue sauce we have today. It's really closer to what you would find in some of the really old school places that still cook over coals. So they would use a vinegar mop. So say you go to Snow's Barbecue in Lexington, mm-hmm. where they've got pork cooking directly over coals. And in order to keep the meat moist under the intense heat of that direct heat right under it, you use a vinegar mop to help moisten it and to help cool the meat down a little bit while it's cooking. They would dig big trenches, put saplings or even metal across the trench, mm-hmm. across the fire they had built in that trench, and put whole animals on there and then douse it with the vinegar mop all along the way.
Now,
so you see these old photos of these big barbecues being done, and you see these giant, floor mops, these big cotton mops being used to moisten the meat.
Why is it that it seems that this particular style has sort of remained geographically centered in East Texas?
Well, I found an old map from 1860 that showed slave populations and the density in each individual county in the South. And right along I-35, everything east of that, you would see a higher slave population. Like in Wharton County, was the highest at the time, was 81% of the residents in Wharton County were slaves. But anywhere beyond that was essentially just wide open. You didn't have a high slave population, and you certainly didn't have a high enough one to register on this map.
So if you were to be on the other side of I-35, you literally today can taste the difference and the influence of that slave culture.
Yeah, absolutely. If you eat barbecue in East Texas, you're going to be eating barbecue that, the sliced brisket itself isn't of such great importance. It's more about getting that brisket cooked until it's really tender. So it could be chopped up with a sauce on it in a chopped beef sandwich. That's also where you're more likely to find the idea of really super tender, falling off the bone ribs covered in a sweet sauce. Still these days, when you travel around East Texas, you are much more likely to find a sweet rib and much more likely to find a real emphasis on the barbecue sauce than you are, say, in the Hill Country or out in West Texas.
Daniel Vaughn, Texas Monthly barbecue editor. He knows all about this stuff. Daniel, thank you so much.
Thank you.